is your market wrap-up on the Radio Oklahoma Network. I'm Leslie Smith. I'll be joined by Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities. Tom, what happened today in our cattle markets?
Well, it was a much better day than yesterday when we saw a free fall. We saw new lows made for the month of August. We saw triple-digit losses, and we didn't see any recovery at the end of the day yesterday. Today, we started off lower, made some new lows for the week once again, but then we bounced with our live cattle having very nice closes, our feeder cattle closing on the mixed side, but well off the lows of the day. Now, choice box beef was 87 cents higher, selects down 53, and we had a movement of 58 loads, saw missed estimated cattle kill of 107,000 head, and we are looking this week at lower cash cattle trade in our feed yards, mostly running between 145 to 149 in the north. Hard to pick up any trade in the south as of yet. August live cattle closed $1.22 higher, October up $1.17, August feeders down 60, October feeders up 10, October lean hogs $1.25 lower.
Closing grains are next on the Radio Oklahoma Network.
These days, most cellular providers can't stop telling you about how good their nationwide 4G LTE coverage is. At Pioneer Cellular, we agree that nationwide 4G LTE coverage is important, but that the kind of coverage is even more important when you're not traveling, but making calls from home. Let us put you on the map. Stop by one of 41 Pioneer Cellular locations in Oklahoma and Kansas. Coverage where it matters most. Home.
It could be one of the most exciting new hard red winter wheat varieties. It's Double Stop CL Plus, created by OSU researchers and marketed through Oklahoma Genetics. OSU has teamed with BASF to develop this Clearfield variety that offers not one but two genes of herbicide resistance. Double Stop CL Plus tunes out rye and other tough weedy grasses, and at harvest, Double Stop CL Plus has delivered huge results in the most difficult environments. Double Stop CL Plus is raising the bar for all varieties, not just Clearfield varieties. Log on to OKGenetics.com to learn more.
And Tom, what led to support across the grain markets?
I really believe, Leslie, is more of a technical bounce than anything else. There wasn't nothing big out there. Our export sales didn't really lean us one way or the other too much. We'll see the Pro Farmer Crop Tour results later this afternoon. We saw our export sales for new crop still lagging well behind a year ago levels, and we even saw the dollar down today, which was a little bit helpful to our grains, but no big news out there. On the close, September KC wheat 7 cents higher, December KC up 7.5, December Chicago wheat was 11.25 higher, September corn up 3.75, December up 4 cents, September soybeans up 18 cents, November beans up 13.75, and December cotton 40 points higher.
Tom, what's your phone number?
866-GO-TO-TOM.
That's your market wrap-up on the Radio Oklahoma Network.